We all want the American dream. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William McKean, professor of journalism at Boston University, discusses the changing nature of the American dream through the years and how Charles Manson played a part in its evolution.
When Charles Manson was a boy, his mother traded him for a pitcher of beer. By 13, Manson was in jail. When Manson died, he'd spent 61 of his 83 years in prison. When he left prison in 1967, he asked to stay. It was the only real home he'd known. Manson drifted to San Francisco in the summer of love and then, with his family of damaged young women, to Los Angeles, and sent these women to find musicians who could help him break into music. When he was turned down by the rock and roll elite, he sought vengeance. Manson had drunk from the trough of fame. He mingled with rock stars and felt entitled to be a rock star. He was an avatar of a new variation on the American dream. He wanted fame, and it didn't matter how he got it. The American dream used to mean starting with nothing and building it into something. It was also the ideal of freedom, with nothing before us but an open road. But for millions today, the American dream is simply the delirious pursuit of fame. Ask a school child what he wants, and it's to be famous by any means necessary. Manson supplied a template for this iteration. He tried to achieve celebrity through music, and when he failed, he sought notoriety through crime, primarily the Tate-LaBianca murders of 1969. The media today show us Manson's ideological children thirsting for fame. Remember the early rounds of American Idol? Those rotten young performers didn't just risk humiliation, they courted it. When Manson died, he was not mourned, but he was remembered. Unfortunately, he thus achieved his goal. Perhaps the best thing we can do is to forget his name.
That was William McKean of Boston University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.